If you want to know how to create like the greats, let's break it down. If you want to know how to create like the greats, let's break it down.
Finding a service solution that helps you better connect with your customers and keep them happy can feel impossible. It's kind of like trying to remember the name of the guy that you just met at a networking event. Was it Ron? Was it Don? Was it John or Sean? Who knows, right? It's like that kind of impossible. HubSpot's all-new service hub can help. Well, with the service solution part, at least. It brings service and success together in one powerful platform for the first time ever. With an AI-powered help desk and an AI chatbot that helps handle frontline tickets fast. Plus, it comes with a customer success workspace that helps your reps anticipate customers' needs. And a full 360 view of every customer so you can go to market and your go-to-market team can have a pulse on the accounts before you try to upsell or cross-sell. All so you can scale, support, drive retention, and revenue. And you know what that means. Better service, happier customers at every single stage of the journey. Visit HubSpot.com/service to do more with your customers today. What's up, everybody? I am so excited today. I'm excited today because I am going to be giving you a glimpse into something that I've been working on for the last 2 years. Something that is called Create Once, Distribute Forever. My book. My book is going live April 9th. It's going to be available on Amazon and a million other bookstores online that you can access and do a quick search for, and I'm sure you'll find it. But I want to share with you today some of my expectations, my goals, and also a little glimpse into the strategy that I'm embracing with this book and the path in which I'm taking to launch it. This episode is what I would call a journal entry. Throughout Create Like the Greats, we have two key styles and formats with our episodes. Three, to be honest. We have interview style formats where I talk to other creators, marketers, builders, writers, entrepreneurs, leaders, people who are doing cool things in their space. And I bring you those ideas via an interview style format. Then we have what we call breakdowns. And in these breakdowns, I dive deep. I go really, really deep into sharing with you the strategies, techniques, and efforts that some of the greatest creators of all time did to become great. In these episodes, though, what you're listening to right now, what I call a journal entry, I give you a glimpse into my unfiltered world, why I'm writing a book, how I wrote a book, and the process that I went through to do it. Today, I want to dive into specifically the why. Why would I write a book? Why do I believe that I am worthy of writing a book on this topic? Well, let me take you back into time. Back into time when I first pressed publish on my very first piece of content. When I first got started online, I was creating content in fantasy football communities, things like Sporting News and a wide range of other niche communities like subreddits, Yahoo, stuff like that. And I would write regular columns on a weekly basis about marketing and about fantasy football. And it dawned on me after at first writing it on a Blogspot, then when I press publish on the very same topic, on the same concept, the same idea in Blogspot, and I shared it in these communities, that it was when it was in these communities, it got more love, it got more traction, it got more engagement, it got more results. When I realized this, I realized that distribution was everything. That the same idea published on my own personal Blogspot, shared on a website that has millions of readers, is going to have a better ROI than a piece that is published amongst 5 readers. Seems simple, seems silly to even think back that it was a light bulb moment for me, but it was a light bulb moment that I wish more creators had. I wish more creators had it because I'm confident that every single day, hundreds of brands, hundreds of businesses, hundreds of leaders, creators, artists, writers, even musicians, press publish on some ridiculously valuable, insightful, empowering, entertaining, inspiring pieces of work that are met with crickets. And when I think about that, I realize that right now, today, within the next 24 hours, while you're listening to my voice, that somebody is probably going to die. And they're going to die with so much value, just collecting dust. Videos that they recorded, photos that they may have taken, books that they wrote, blog posts that they created, content that they uploaded but never did anything with, podcasts that they started but they never finished, or that they just didn't distribute. These people are going to never see the full potential of their own work because they didn't understand the importance of distribution. And that is something that inspired me to write this book. Because I want more creators, I want more people who are out there every single day developing content that they believe the world needs or that people in their niche, their community would find value in. I want them to read this book and think, yeah, I can do it. I can take this idea and I can make it spread. So in this book, Create Once, Distribute Forever, I go deep. I go deep breaking down pretty much everything that I have learned over the course of my career about content distribution and content marketing. Whether we're talking about how you can share content on Instagram that generates thousands of likes and shares, how you can find your way into a subreddit and share content that makes it to the front page, or just how you can amplify your own work on a regular basis without shame, I dive into all of that. Create Once, Distribute Forever is a guide that I've developed that breaks down everything that I know about content distribution. But I'd like to say it's more than just that. Yes, there's no question that content distribution is at the forefront of this book. Yes, there's no question that there is a significant focus on creators who create content in the digital world and how they can spread their stories. No question about it. But I want to share with you the table of contents. And my goal by sharing this table of contents is that it will give you a glimpse into what we cover in this book so you can get a glimpse into what is possible for you. I start the book with essentially a part dedicated to distribution 101. And in this section, I define for the world what is distribution. Because distribution as a concept is something that a lot of people actually still have messy thinking about. And when I say messy thinking, I mean they don't really clearly understand what distribution is and how it is, in my opinion, one of the most important factors of the marketing puzzle. Because a lot of brands don't realize that SEO is a distribution channel. And that is something that I want to debug and share with you. But I also break down why everyone, whether you're a creator or a business, should be embracing distribution on a regular basis. And there's four key reasons, folks, that I dive into in this book. The first reason is simple. There's more content than ever before. More content has been published since you started to listen to the voice within your headphones or however you're listening to this, your car, whatever. More content has been created in those last 5 minutes than the amount of content that was created between the year 1980 and 1999, right? Like that's how much content is being created because we all have phones and with these phones, we have tweets. There are people who have bots that are going out and creating thousands of pieces of content every single minute of every single day. Every single time you share something on X, there's a bot replying. That is all content, right? There's more competition though, amongst all of this, more competition than ever before as well. No matter your niche, no matter your industry, there's more people that you're up against. Oh, you sell coffee? There's more coffee companies than ever. Oh, you sell software? There's more software companies than ever. Oh, you're a freelancer in content marketing? Guess what? There's more freelancers in content marketing than forever. Every single niche that I can think of, outside of course, dying brands, there's more competition than ever before. But realize that if you think about it, not even directly about the competition that you have as a business, but more so around the competition that you have for attention, then there's no question, even in a dying industry, the competition is greater than ever before, right? Now, here's another reason. There's more distribution opportunities than ever before. There's more distribution channels. There's more places in which your audience can spend time. There's more places in which you can take your story and spread it. And thus, the fragmentation of the market requires additional attention for you to think of how you can get your message out there. And then the final reason why you should embrace in distribution is it only takes one post, folks. It only takes one tweet, one post, one LinkedIn share, one video, one YouTube, one TikTok, one reel to absolutely change your life. And that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that all of us should be thinking about every single day. I talk to people all the time and they're like, Ross, how do you stay motivated to constantly create things and ship things and launch things and write things and build things and record things? And the reason is simple. I never know what one episode of Create Like the Greats could turn into. I never know what one presentation at an event could turn into. I never know what one blog post could turn into, one tweet, one story, one thread. They can all turn into ridiculous opportunities that are only possible to actually see when you look backwards. The opportunities today are endless. So I encourage you to think about that and embrace that as you develop your own strategies and techniques for your own growth. Now, the next section in my book is around why many don't embrace distribution. And I hope that some of these ideas will resonate with you because it might be what's holding you back today. Is it holding you back that you might have a fear of some sort, a fear of experimentation? Maybe you are afraid to fail publicly, or maybe you have a fear of time commitment. Maybe when you think of content distribution, you think, I don't have time for this. Ain't nobody got time for that. Repurposing blog posts, resharing tweets, turning these tweets into carousels. Ross, where am I going to get this time from? Folks, there's only two things that we can spend in life. We can spend money and time. I get it. But when it comes to time, if you can invest your time and energy in repurposing and distributing your content, the ROI can be significant. It can be ridiculously significant. And thanks to AI, it becomes easier. Now, I wish that I wrote this book when AI was just like in my fingertips, but instead I did this book the old fashioned way. I wrote it all human words, right? Like this isn't an AI generated book. This is human sweat, blood, and tears. And because of that, there's actually no references to AI. So I apologize for that. I know you wish that that would be included. Maybe version two, if it's a hit. All right. But leverage AI and the time commitment can be reduced. The final piece, the final fear that I see when I talk to businesses, creators, entrepreneurs, especially the artists around distribution, is the fear of being judged. They are afraid that they will be judged for being too promotional, for being amplifying their content. I see it in the comments all the time. Oh, you're such a seller. We don't need to buy from you. Stop selling. Okay, folks, listen. You can't pay the bills with likes. You can't pay the bills with shares or comments or retweets or any of these metrics, but you can when somebody buys something from you. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to promote your content. Don't be afraid to amplify your content. And the people who unfollow you, they weren't your people anyway. The next part of this book, the fourth section, so to speak, is where I talk about how and where to distribute your content. And I share with you in this section the methodology that I use, that I call the Sherlock Homeboy method, to reverse engineer content market fit. And content market fit is a concept that I dive deeply into in this book. And I share with you this philosophy around finding content that resonates with the market consistently, and then identifying channels in which you can distribute your story to maximize your ROI. With all of that, I set the stage for breaking down why distribution matters. And then we move into some of the tactical insights around distribution at large. Two types, remixing and republishing. If you create something, you can remix it or you can republish it. And I break down for the readers exactly how you can remix your content, why remixing your content is important, and how you can republish your content to unlock ridiculous returns. And then, after all that, I get into what I believe is the best part of the book. This part of the book is a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure. In this part of the book, I don't just share with you, this is how you distribute your content on this channel, and this channel, and this channel. Instead, I give you channel by channel guides, where if you want to learn about Instagram, you can go to a section that's dedicated to that. If you want to learn about the various strategies for distributing your content through third-party email lists, or maybe even outbound sales, or TikTok, or guest blogging or newsletter partnerships or subreddit or Discord or SEO. I break it all down into different sections. And I hope that people will pull out a highlighter and highlight parts that are relevant to them. And I hope that people will even rip out a page and place it directly on their keyboard, on their desk, on their computer screen, whatever it is, to say, this is the part that matters to me and I need to ingrain this in my brain so I know it forever. Whether we're talking about an entire section dedicated to how you can grow on X or how you can leverage newsletter partnerships to distribute your story and get in front of millions of eyeballs, it is all in here. And then I wrap it all up with a checklist that breaks down over 100 ways to distribute your content. This is a book that I believe will fundamentally change the way that people think about their story and their content. It's a book that I'm excited to share. I started this book 2 years ago. It's been a wild, wild ride. I've had to make modifications and adjustments based off of new algorithm updates, new shifts in the ecosystem. I had to change an entire chapter that was dedicated to Twitter to be a chapter dedicated to X. There's so many things that have evolved. But the one thing that has stayed consistent throughout this entire journey of writing this book has been this. That people need it. That people need to know how to distribute their stories. And my hope is that this guide, this manual, this book will act as that guide for many years to come for many people. You can check it out on Amazon. You can check it out at rawsimmons.com to learn more. We will include links in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy Create Once, Distribute Forever.
To know how to create like the grades, let's break it down.